You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is, and this morning on the show we are chatting with PhD student in geology from the University of Auckland, Michaela Dobson, who is on her way to NASA for an internship. Kia ora, Michaela, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, hi, I am good, how about you?
Good, what an exciting opportunity. Tell us a wee bit about what you're off to do at NASA.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to be heading off actually in a week and a half, so very, very soon.
Wow.
Yeah, just doing the whole packing up stuff at the moment. But I'm heading off to go work with the Mars 2020 rover mission team, which is very exciting.
That is so amazing. Now, tell us a wee bit about how you ended up in this position, because you've been doing a lot of your research into extreme environments, and I imagine Mars fits quite squarely in an extreme environment category. What has your research been that has led up to you getting on this expedition?
Yeah, so I my PhD currently looks at the oldest evidence of life in the geologic record and then how you can use that to look for potential life on Mars. So super, super relevant.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've been so fortunate. My PhD supervisor, Professor Kathy Campbell in the Earth Science Department, has provided me with a lot of opportunities. I've studied extreme life in hot springs in Rotorua, and now I study extreme fossilized life, and hopefully one day maybe even extreme fossilized life from Mars.
Ooh, that is so exciting. Tell us a wee bit about what you were doing in Rotorua because I'm fascinated by the idea of there being things that can exist in those bubbling hot pools that we have there.
Yeah, so interesting. Yeah, so I don't know, have you ever been to Rotorua?
I have many a time.
Right, so you know when you go out there and you see those vibrant colours everywhere in the hot pools? That's actually life.
No way.
So, yeah, so we see these very, very microscopic microbial life that thrives in these hot spring environments. And what we find is that we find this life everywhere. We find it in every type of temperature, ranging from 20 degrees, so kind of a nice bath for us, all the way up to 110 degrees Celsius.
Far out.
So not maybe the nicest bath for us, but they love it. We find them in all types of pHs, so from 1 pH all the way up to 12 pH. And we find them in all types of water chemistry. So life is everywhere in these hot spring environments. And so what I will be doing at NASA will be going out and looking at a fossilized hot spring environment that was outventing into a lake in the hopes that this will help the Mars 2020 rover team if they find potential hot springs in the lake environment they're searching for life in.
Wow, that's so interesting. So when you do this type of research, what does it look like? Are you taking samples? How does it actually work when you're sort of gathering what you need to be doing your research?
Yeah, great question. So astrobiology is super transdisciplinary, and my specialty is the geology section, but obviously you have biologists, you have science communicators, but when I'm doing my research in the field, I'm actually going out there and I'm looking at the context. I'm seeing what is this environment that hosts this life, what type of water chemistries are there, if it's still an active environment, or if it's a fossilized environment. I'm looking at what was happening to the environment? How did it develop? How did it form? And then that helps to provide the context so that if you do find evidence of life, then you can say, well, actually, that makes sense for life to be there because we find that life thrives in hot springs. So if we're finding a hot spring deposit that's fossilized in the geologic record, then it makes sense that we might find evidence for life in it.
That's so interesting. So when we take this up to space, we're on Mars. What is the rover currently doing up there in terms of data gathering and gathering things that all of these, you know, amazing researchers from all over the world can have a look at? What are they actually sampling up there at the moment?
Yeah, so the current mission that landed 2 years ago, actually, so it's Perseverance is the rover, and it's part of the Mars 2020 rover mission. And Perseverance's goal is to look for evidence of past life, evidence of potential current life, and environments that might have hosted life on the red planet. So Perseverance is out there doing a lot of geologic mapping, getting the context of the environment that it's in, which is Jezero Crater and an inferred kind of lake delta environment. So it's kind of like the Mississippi River outflowing into a lake.
Wow.
So Perseverance is out there. And if they find, if the Mars 2020 rover team finds evidence for potential past life or an environment that might have hosted life, they're going to be drilling really, really small core samples. So these core samples are about 10 centimeters long and 2 centimeters in diameter, so very, very small. And then the European Space Agency and the Russian Space Agency are actually going to send another rover in 10 years' time to come and pick up these samples and then bring them back to Earth to be studied to see if there is actually evidence of past life in there.
Far out. That's so exciting. It must be a pretty cool feeling to know you're heading into the middle of all of this exciting research very soon for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be working with one of the Mars 2020 mission scientists. I'll be working in his lab. I'll be helping them see if they find an environment that might have had hot springs. If you can only take one precious core sample, where's the best place to take that core sample?
Well, Michaela, best of luck. Have a fantastic time at NASA, and thank you so much for speaking with us about your research this morning.
No, thank you so much for having me. Have a lovely day.
You too. See you later.
Bye.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.